All right, let's get back to this. Look, the frustration level to me, and I did some research. I talked to some people so that I wasn't, you know, I was really ticked off last night. And I saw a James Harden that reverted back to the James Harden of about a year ago, a James Harden that's been a very, very – those characteristics were very prevalent in James since he's gotten to be a Houston Rocket. For as great a regular season as he had, I had people that follow me on Twitter that were getting back for saying he's never changed. No, I thought for a good portion of the regular season this year he had. But man, oh man, in the final minutes of a game, in the final seconds of a game, with a final possession of a game – there is nothing more frustrating in the world than watching him, because a lot of people say, well, D'Antoni should have called the play. We don't know if he did or not. But my goodness, when you dribble that much time off the clock at midcourt, there are already so many strikes against you. Because one, now the defense with a high pick and roll, because you know in most cases the pick's coming. Those two defenders are going to try and double James because they know it's not coming out of his hands and the clock's running down. The midcourt strike provides you with another defender. And then he ends up, and again, Barry, to your point, and then when he doesn't get the call, he's not getting back, and you're only hoping that the Spurs call timeout instead of trying to change directions and go to the mini break or a complete transition game, because he's going to be behind the play.
Well, are you talking about the one where there was one play in OT where he was, you know, on that side in that kind of in that corner near the scorer's table, and you could tell that he was expecting a screen?
No, there's. And I know the one you're talking about. It also came
and that wasn't
opposite
his
the scorer's table, and yeah. He allowed Mills and I think Aldridge to come on either side around the pick and basically box him in, and then he put his head down, but he had to struggle so much to get by those two. By the time he did, there was like 2.7 on the clock, and I'm going.
Well, I'm talking about the one where he just, I know just shot a three, about. Basically, yeah. From there, because no screen ever came, and he was expecting one. So, I mean, he does. He should have all the blame in the world, but they all played pretty bad, didn't they?
I don't disagree with that, but then here's my point in the fact that, look, either Mike D'Antoni's got to step up and show some cojones and say, you know what, run what I called, or call a play, because maybe he didn't call anything. But the good teams, the teams that aren't pretenders, they're contenders, they realize their best player in a lot of cases is going to be a decoy. But if he just got going a little earlier and started to do what he does when he penetrates, they were going to collapse in the lane, and you were going to get open shots for your guys. Now, whether they knock them down or not, I'll take my chances because they got a good shooting team. But no one else had a look unless it was a busted play on the one that Beverly picked up and ended up shooting the three on. And he had three turnovers and several other times where it should have been labeled a turnover because he just sat there and did what we were talking about. And I'm sitting here going, I don't know if D'Antoni's not calling a play. I don't know if he's just blowing off whatever D'Antoni calls. But it was so frustrating, and I just kept thinking, this is James Harden of a year ago, 2 years ago, and this is not what you want to see at this point in the season.